is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the Trump administration's handling of Charlie Kirk's killing. Senator Chuck Schumer.
One of the great hallmarks of our country is free speech, whether you agree or disagree. And this administration is trying to snuff it out. They don't want people to even speak when they don't like what they say.
And Democrat Ro Khanna has introduced a motion to subpoena FCC Chair Brendan Carr to appear before the House Oversight Committee.
This administration has initiated the largest assault on the First Amendment and free speech in modern history. They're making comedy illegal. Brendan Carr pressured ABC to cancel Jimmy Kimmel, and Disney cancels Jimmy Kimmel.
President Trump is returning from Britain, wrapping up the state visit with a press conference that included Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Trump said he wants to reclaim a massive military base in Afghanistan, Bagram, that was evacuated and taken over by the Taliban.
One of the biggest air bases in the world. We gave it to him for nothing. We're trying to get it back, by the way. Okay, that could be a little breaking news. We're trying to get it back.
CBS's Natalie Brand.
The leaders also discussed Russia's war on Ukraine as the U.S. and European allies try to put pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the fighting.
He's let me down. He's really let me down.
As for the war between Israel and Hamas, President Trump was asked about the prime minister's support recognizing a Palestinian state unless Israel met certain conditions.
I have a disagreement with the prime minister on that score.
Trump has asked the Supreme Court to allow him to fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. CBS's Kelly O'Grady on what happens if he's successful.
There would be one more person in the room that the president would get to appoint. His most recent appointee, Stephen Miron, who just replaced Adriana Kugler, who stepped down recently, voted for a half-point rate cut, more along the lines of what the president was looking to see.
The World Health Organization said today it backs Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's push for more focus on chronic disease prevention. Jim Krasula reports.
Progress in the fight against non-communicable diseases like heart disease and cancer, which are the leading causes of death globally, has slowed. That's according to a new report from the World Health Organization. The WHO estimates that heart disease and cancer kill 43 million people worldwide every year.
Shares in chipmaker Intel skyrocketed today after AI giant NVIDIA said it would invest $5 billion in the struggling rival. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The world's most powerful data center is being built in Mount Pleasant. The new revision to the plan is now part of a total $7 billion investment by Microsoft in Wisconsin. Microsoft President Brad Smith, who grew up in Racine County, called the project a modern marvel in the Midwest. The governor's statement says the project could peak at nearly 10,000 jobs. Concerns do remain over water usage and growing energy demand of data centers. The Sturtevant Village Board has decided to keep its own police department, ending months of debate over outsourcing. Offers came in from the Racine County Sheriff's Office and Mount Pleasant PD. Those were politely declined. The board is continuing a search for a new permanent chief. The IRS is helping a situation. The Revenue Service says there'll be tax relief for people and businesses in parts of Wisconsin hit by severe storms, flooding, and mudslides over the summer. Those in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties now have until February 2nd to file returns and make certain payments. The extension covers individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. With the Packers back on the field and the Brewers headed for a playoff run, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning fans about fake sports memorabilia scams. Officials say scammers are posting ads on social media with cheap prices to trick buyers. They recommend checking sellers carefully, looking for certificates of authenticity, and avoiding deals that look too good to be true. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers over the Angels.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
Baseball.
The Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Mostly sunny and still hanging on to some heat today as high temperatures flirt with 80. Tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine. Cooler, highs in the mid-70s, becoming breezy. A chance of showers and maybe some storms in the afternoon and ramping up into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Say goodnight. scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a survey finds that exercising 1 to 3 times per week increases our happiness by about 25%. But exercise at least 4 times a week, and our happiness level jumps to 75%.
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The other were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue. Because I because I love you.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Hits in Green Bay Packer football, WRJN, and we've got Packer football coming up for you this Sunday as the Packers take on the Cleveland Browns.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Pregame this Sunday at 10, kickoff at noon. Packer football brought to you by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC, and the Lanes on 20. See the full schedule online at WRJN.com.
And crunch them like they're crackers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers.
Go Pack!
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know
one and one is two,
and if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that
I love you,
and I know that
if you love me too, world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History. Biology.
Well, la ta 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 ta.
Science book.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you,
and I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sam Cooke and Wonderful World, you know, he had 29 U.S. top 40 hits released between 1957 and 1964, and that was one of them. That was released on April 14th, 1960.
Turn around, look at me.
For local news, WRJN and the Racine County Eye have partnered to create the largest news team in the county. You can get quick updates on air and full reports online at racinecountyeye.com. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Sturtevant Village Board has decided to keep its own police department, ending months of debate over outsourcing. Offers came in from the Racine County Sheriff's Office and Mount Pleasant PD. Those were politely declined. The board is continuing a search for a new permanent chief. 16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth.
During the campaign event last year, Microsoft Vice Chairman and President Brad Smith, who called Racine County home as a child, talked about the statewide impact of the initial spend.
This project is about using the power of AI to fuel the future. We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison, this is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin.
Microsoft says the project will support nearly 10,000 jobs, with a caveat of those taking place during peak seasons. Environmental concerns still hang over the project as water use and energy demands remain hot topics. One lawsuit recently pushed the city of Racine to reveal that the data center campus could use 8.4 million gallons of water a year. That estimate does have the city of Racine falling within approved lake limits. Environmental groups also warned about the power needs. They say the Microsoft project and another in Port Washington could call for more power than every home in Wisconsin combined. A separate proposed data center in Caledonia in Racine County is also facing local pushback over farmland lost and rezoning questions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky into tomorrow. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow in the mid-70s. A better chance of showers and storms Friday night in through the weekend. Highs stay in the 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, if you have a DIY job ahead of you and you're scared of doing it, you're not alone. Two-thirds of adults have a DIY job they're too scared to tackle. The list includes plastering a wall, fixing a leaky toilet, and tiling a bathroom.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And if you don't have time for a full countdown, you can tune in Saturdays at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for Rick Johnson's Capsule Countdown. It's a one-minute blast of timeless hits tied to a theme, a year, or a moment in music history.
Thank you.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You like the green and gold, right? Well, our next multi-state text-to-win contest starts Monday here on WRJN, and it's your chance to win the green and the gold. Your chance to win daily cash and jewelry prizes, and go for the grand prize, club seats when Green Bay takes on Minnesota. You do need that Civic Media app to play, so you might as well download that right now at WRJN.com and listen for keywords beginning Monday here on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Crisp air and cozy vibes. It all starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective. Warm up with bold, freshly brewed coffee. Sip on soothing teas or enjoy a seasonal twist with their refreshing agua frescas. Every cup is crafted for comfort, flavor, and those perfect autumn moments. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals. You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
September serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. Understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Stewart's WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then it's about time to get hired for temporary seasonal work. We'll tell you about it coming up on WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. The loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. No good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Congressional Democrats have unveiled a bill that would bolster free speech protections in the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing. And Representative Ro Khanna wants the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, to answer questions about his role in ABC's suspension of Jimmy Kimmel's late night show.
I'm introducing a motion to subpoena Brendan Carr to bring him in front of this committee to stop the intimidation of private businesses and to stand up for the First Amendment.
Reporter Linda Kenyon on President Trump's comments today before leaving Britain.
Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else, and he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
On other issues, including ending Russia's war against Ukraine.
The one that I thought would be easiest would be because of my relationship with President Putin, but he's let me down.
The president also said he disagreed with Prime Minister Starmer on recognition of a Palestinian state.
Trump has asked the Supreme Court to allow him to remove Lisa Cook from her position on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors.